So officials in Macomb County are reviewing state data systems after it was discovered that there were non-citizens included in recent jury pools. And in some cases, there was, according to Anthony Ferlini, there appeared to be voter registration records on some of these folks. 239 non-citizens in jury pools over a four-month period. And Anthony Ferlini is running for Secretary of State. He's the clerk in Macomb County, and he's drawing attention to this and joins us this morning. Anthony, it's good to have you.
Good morning. Good morning.
How did you come across this, that there were 239 non-citizens in these jury pools over a quarter?
Well, this has been pretty routine, and it wasn't until we sat in a manager's meeting and we were talking about the amount of bureaucracy that's going on with these jurors and how many are being dismissed and the reason they're being dismissed, and they said non-citizens. I go, non-citizens? How do they get in that pool to begin with? Why would that even be the case? Well, I started thinking about it, and I says, wait a minute. If they're on this list, are they on our other list, which is our election database? And sure as can be, we had 239 over the last 4 months that were non-citizens self-reporting out of the jury duty. We took that list of 239, placed it against the election database, found 14 people were registered to vote at some point in time, which is a crazy number when you think about it, because this is a small sampling. And of that, three of these non-citizens had a voter history. And, you know, we talk about the case in Ann Arbor where this one person voted that was a non-citizen, and everyone made a big deal about it, as they should. But this is bigger, because now this represents a much larger, potentially much larger amount of people that are out there potentially voting or voting across the state that are not citizens. And that's why people are so upset. People are so upset, and that's why this initiative that's going around the state has so much traction, because Americans want to retain that for themselves. Americans voting, citizens only voting, is a critical thing that we're trying to establish. And when you look at this, that 5% of those non-citizens in the jury pool ended up on our QBF. And of that number, 21% voted. And that's a sampling. And it could be better or worse as you go across the state. And the reason I think it's probably worse is because there's a certain amount of people out there that have not reported at all for jury service.
Mm-hmm.
Are those people not saying, hey, listen, I'm not a citizen. I'm not going there. I don't have to go there. And so they don't report to us because it's self-reporting. There is nothing in the state system. If you fill out an application to register to vote, It asks you right up front, are you a U.S. citizen? Well, you know, there's language barriers. There's issues that people might have that, well, yeah, I live in Clinton Township.
Sure. I'm you're saying citizen. This is only from a pool of 239.
Right.
And Anthony, this to me raises a big legal question, too. So what happens to past court cases that have included non-citizens on juries?
I worry about that. I worry about that, but it's self-reporting. We would never have known had we put somebody on the jury pool if they did not self-report. Maybe they're afraid to. Maybe they don't want to admit to it. Now, who knows? Maybe they don't understand it, and they go through the whole system. Maybe they want to serve on a jury. They want to be a juror. They want to be part of the American system, where some people want to get out of it. There's others that want to get in, right? And so they have served. I mean, this is shocking to both myself and Chief Judge Biernat. When I talked to him over the weekend with this, he goes, holy cow, this could have ramifications. Now, that number is probably very minute, mm-hmm. but, you know, I mean, if I was an attorney that lost a case, I'd want to take a look at that jury pool and make sure that they were all citizens.
Right.
You talked right? about this initiative. Is this just happening in Macomb County, this looking into reports like this, or is it statewide?
Well, let me just say this. This is something I stumbled upon as the clerk. I have various offices, and this, to the best of my knowledge, I'm the first one to actually put these two type of databases together and applied them against each other and came up with this. So it's something unique that is able to prove, you know, if we're looking for, first off, these 239 never should have been on this database. Why would they have ever been? We don't have 18-year-olds or people, 17-year-olds coming in for jury duty, because we know that their age, they're below the age of serving on a jury. But we have 239 over this period of time that were non-citizens, and they self-reported.
So then, have you brought this up to Jocelyn Benson's office, or, you know, if you're elected Secretary of State, how high on the ladder then of importance does this climb for you?
Oh, it goes right to the top. It goes right to the top because you look at the application for the Michigan voter registration application. All you have to do is check off, yes, I'm a U.S. citizen, and check off another box that says, I don't have a valid Michigan-issued driver's license or a Michigan-issued state ID or a Social Security number. Check that off. You're in.
So would you change how voter registration is worked here in this state and remove self-reporting?
I believe you need to. I believe that the state of Michigan should check every application for citizenship, and there should be a national database. I know President Trump has asked for it, that a national database where, you know, states can check against that database to make sure that this person is a citizen. And it's such a simple thing. It's such a fundamental thing that we need to do that's not happening. And it's unconscionable to me that it's that simple to fill out a voter registration and be somebody that you check it off and you're in.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, there's punishment, but how many people have been punished for this? When you look at the numbers that we have, how many people have been punished?
Well, keep us up to date as you look more into this. I think this is something of interest, and we'll talk again soon. Anthony Ferlini, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Again, I think it's a valid question. If you find this data, you see it in front of you, and then you juxtapose it with other information, I think it's fair to ask those questions.
I mean, the Secretary of State, you know, Michigan uses the Secretary of State database, you know, driver's license database to generate these jury pools and stuff. I'm wondering how come the system doesn't flag the citizenship part of it. Is that something that can be changed? I mean, with technology now and AI.
I thought the courts used voter lists to come up with juries.
No, well, my information says Michigan uses the Secretary of State driver's license database to generate jury pools.
Well, let's ask Garland Gilchrist what they do.
That's right.
Yeah, and we're going to talk to him coming up at 8:35. But again, I think this is part of the reason why people have questions around these elections. Not only elections, but now into the jury pools.
Yeah, well, you know. AI and all that stuff being involved, technology is going
sure.
to get all in here now.
Okay.
You know, because these things have
I mean,
to
again,
be
239
known.
People, small sample size, down to 14 that are on, you know, two different sets of data.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. So it is a small sample size. And it's probably not an exorbitant amount of people. But again, if to his point, if you're a lawyer and you lose a case
exactly
on something like this, or one way or the other, it doesn't go your way, that is problematic.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think it's worthy to look into some more. Meanwhile, the Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist joins us on the other side. He's going to talk about his decision to drop out of the gubernatorial race and throw his hat into the Secretary of State's race. It certainly changes the landscape.
It does.
Of things here as we get closer to November. We'll talk to him next on JR Morning.